this morning from Macon, Georgia. Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Watch out there now, Tom Joyner, baby. What is going on? We in Macon, Georgia.
Welcome to Macon. Are you having a good time? How you like Macon?
How you liking Macon?
How you liking Macon? Is Macon good?
Everything good?
Are you having a good time in Macon?
Having a good time? Glad to have you.
Oh, we're so glad to see you. Hi.
Welcome to Macon.
These are the friendliest.
Make it nice.
They are some friendly people, man.
Lovely.
Yes. All right. We're on the road. Yesterday we were in Augusta. Previously on the Tom Joyner Morning Show road tour.
Wow. Oh.
Okay. When we got off the air, the midday lady for the Augusta station went to Lucy Laney, and
She teaches at Lucy Laney,
and she remembers when J. Anthony Brown's high school came
band, and they threw rocks
and threw rocks at them.
Rocks.
She corroborated rocks. That incredible
rocks.
Story.
So, who throws rocks at
and
a
then,
band?
And then brought Jay a Lucy Laney.
A Lucy Laney hat.
A Lucy Laney cap.
To add to it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was scared.
I was afraid.
He couldn't put it on.
I like it, Sib.
I just couldn't wear that, man.
Super Dave, that's the way you're supposed to do it, man.
That got in my spirit, man.
Football team beat the hell out of you.
They beat everybody.
And then the high school throws rocks at your school band.
You need to get off the bus, man. Lucy Laney.
Okay, then we left there, and we went to McDonald's. Oh boy!
First of all,
first we went to have breakfast, and so we got to James Brown Boulevard. We got out
and camel walked. I have video. I will send you video of me camel walking across the James Brown Boulevard
by the James Brown statue.
Yes. Yeah.
Right there, the James Brown statue.
That was something. Then we went to McDonald's.
We ain't finished.
We're not finished. We had an incredible day. Then we went to McDonald's. And the McDonald's owner there showed my brother up by giving away not only a Big Mac to every person that came, 109 people that came through, but gave them a Big Mac plus a Big Mac for an entire year.
Yep.
All 109 people.
That was awesome.
You got a free Big Mac that day, and you could get a free Big Mac every week for the entire year.
See, that's what happens when a black woman owns McDonald's. She takes care of her people. Mm-hmm. She really, oh my gosh, I don't think your brother would do that.
No. What he did was nice with the 400,
very nice.
400 cars coming through. But a Big Mac for a year. No.
Let me hear it, player.
I can't do a Big Mac for a year.
That's what my brother talks. Like an old pimp.
Even the king of Mississippi can't do it. I can't do it.
That's a good character. We ought to keep that. I like to put that.
Put that with the judge
and Prince. You got three, man. You ready?
Anita Baker and Boosie.
That's right.
That one in the same.
That's one. That's
Anita Baker and Boosie.
And Bill Clinton is.
And Bill Clinton. Yeah. Okay. And then.
Oh my God. The highlight of the day. We went to the James Brown Museum. Well, actually, it's not the James Brown Museum.
It's the Augusta Museum.
There's a James Brown exhibit.
A huge James Brown.
It pretty much takes up a lot of the museum.
And the museum is very nice.
Lovely.
But the highlight of the day at the museum was the kids. When we had Deanna on, Deanna was talking about her kids. Deanna Brown, that's James Brown's daughter, and they have a school, mm-hmm. a performing arts school. And the kids can perform every song that James
when
Brown.
When we tell you every song.
I mean every song.
Sing, lyrics, play the music, dance, everything.
We had to stop them. It's nonstop, just like the James Brown show. Mm-hmm. Their teacher was the last guitarist for the James Brown Band.
He played with him for like 12 years, right?
He even played with him when James Brown did the Sky Show. And
nobody in the group over what, 15?
Something like
16.
That.
16,
yeah.
Nobody.
And the kid's as young as 5.
Yeah.
And the lead, the one who sings the James Brown song, oh.
We loved him so
loved
much.
Loved him so much.
Little chubby kid,
a
man.
A chubby James Brown.
With a Steve Harvey cut.
Yes.
Glasses.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, isn't that perfect?
That's perfect. and he could really get it.
He did it. He did it all, man.
He did the dance. He did the dance.
Oh, my goodness. Song.
Oh, my goodness. They had a tight horn section.
Yep.
Oh, man.
They had a Maceo.
They had everybody but a cape person. They did not have... But the cape guy was sitting there.
The cape guy was sitting there. The original guy with the cape. Uncle Danny.
Was sitting there.
Danny Ray.
Clean.
Showed up
clean. As the CDC. You don't say the Board of Health anymore.
I don't think you should be saying the CDC.
I don't know you say CDC anymore.
Because CDC is clean now. That's not
Go back to the Board of Health.
Go back to the Board of Health.
But the CDC is very funny, though, all right?
Yeah. And the CDC is very clean.
No, they're not. They're dirty.
No, that's Texas Presbyterian. That's dirty.
Clean as the CDC.
They were good.
Man, they were so good.
They were good.
He answered a lot of questions. We asked him how many capes that James Brown had. He said, I have no idea.
Oh, man.
And all those posters in the wall were his. He owned all those posters. He lent them to the museum. All the outfits.
It was amazing. It was amazing. Then we get on the bus.
Yeah.
After Deanna feeds us fish.
A lot of fish. Oh, my. Shrimp.
I don't think there's any fish left in any of the lakes.
Wow.
If you want some fish in Augusta, you want to know why there's no
fish. If you're out of fish.
If you're out of fish in Augusta.
If your pole, you put your pole in any lake today, you won't find it.
We ate good. We ate good on that long two-lane bus ride to Macon.
Macon.
Yes.
We made it.
It was a beautiful ride. Yeah.
And it was. I went to sleep, and I didn't wake up until we drove up in front of the venue,
the Opera House.
And the Fort Valley State Marching Band was in the window.
So they had a band.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
It was Fort Valley State's homecoming week this week.
Uh-huh.
And so they are really revved up. And we had the Valley Girls, we had the dancers, we had the
This
band.
Was the closest thing we've done to a Sky Show.
Yeah.
It was packed.
Yeah. This is the home of Otis Redding.
There you go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And Otis Redding's family was
His daughter and son.
So, but did you ever see him work?
Never.
I never saw him work live.
Oh, man.
So a lot of videos.
He invented skinny jeans. He invented
Right. Before skinny jeans were popular, Otis Redding, he wore skinny jeans.
It was
weird because,
was
you know, skinny
guy.
Jeans are low cut,
yeah.
but his skinny jeans were high cut.
Yeah.
So they came up around the navel. and
you see him, you're like, how did he get in those pants?
Wow.
Yeah. The big O.
But he put on a good show. I had the pleasure of seeing him in Columbia, South Carolina. Man.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, full band, everything, doing the splits, the whole thing. He worked hard, man. Nice.
And the family presented me with a plaque.
Mm-hmm. Which was a weird album.
It was a weird album cover.
A lot of people don't know.
Because back in the day, if you wanted to sell what they call race music, mm-hmm. that's black music.
And have a crossover audience.
And have a crossover audience. You couldn't put your picture on the album cover.
That's in the Five Heartbeats.
Scene in the Five Heartbeats. Mm-hmm. So they gave me a plaque with an old Otis Redding album cover.
Mm-hmm.
The Soul of Otis Redding. It was a white woman, blonde.
Yeah.
I know her.
I remember. I wonder what happened to her. But that's how they did it back
then. That's how they did it.
But man, yesterday was just unbelievable.
It was
hey, Super Dave, did Silk send the Otis Redding mix? Did he? Can I play it next?
Oh, and the majorette contest we had planned.
Oh, man. Oh.
The former members.
We asked for some old majorettes who are still
for
fine.
For Fort Valley State.
They still had it.
And
still
they had it. They still had it, man.
And the DJ played the song.
Three got up,
well,
but then
two.
It hit
first
the
spirit. It was two.
Yeah, then the spirit hit one.
And she lost it. And she performed and then had to leave the building.
And her church members were there.
Churches.
Her minister was there. And she was so nasty. New Hope.
H-O-P-E.
I said, player. That's Hope.
Hope. Oh, okay.
But anyway, we had a good time. And today we're in Macon.